right here, right now. Every day, CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city. Toronto.
Good morning. Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. We're going to be talking to David Jacobs about international law and the bombing of attack on Iran by the United States and Israel, the tag team imperialists. We've mentioned the Globe and Mail had an editorial about a week ago, and we want to ask David about that because they decided to go complete crazy on the issue of international sovereignty of states and international law. They really like this playing the Dirty Harry. You know, forget the law. We know what's right. We're going to do the. We're going to fix everybody. Globe and Mail endorsed that idea, endorsed the bombing, the attacks, the illegal attack on Iran. And, of course, now the world is beginning to feel it a little bit because it turns out that the Islamic Republic is not a pushover, even if you decapitate their leaders, murder them. You could call this operation Murder Incorporated. And yet we have people who's, as the joke of our hemisphere, that the U.S. is backing away from its international responsibilities and it's retreating from leadership. And meanwhile, it's ripping up maps, setting fire to countries, murdering individuals that they don't approve of, including their own citizens. I wanted to say off the top about that. Oh, I should also say latter part of the show, the second half, we'll be talking to Dr. Charles Taku, professor of law and a lawyer who has practiced international law at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and elsewhere. And he has a really important article that pointing out that the path of justice at these ad hoc criminal courts is playing out in a very ugly way, that prisoners, Rwandans who were found not guilty, who were acquitted at trial, have never been able to go home. We've talked about that on the show, but the more worrying aspect now is that not only are they in captivity of a sort, they have no papers, can't travel anywhere, they're scattered in different countries in Africa, but they are, the United Nations is now discussing removing them to the country of Rwanda. So it's kind of like a bad dream. So this is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to say about this current illegal assault war on Iran being waged by the United States and Israel. There's questions about what the motive is, what the end game, as they used to say. People now know that in the case of Trump, talking about end games is not his department. He's basically a vandal, a wrecker, and he has a kind of inverted nihilism. He just destroys things and everything will be better afterwards. There is actually a plan. He's in on it, but it's being driven by the oldest game that we know in our era. This is simply neo-colonialism. And the imperialists are exercising what they would we should call, I think, the imperialist right of return. People say, why is he attacking? Well, they left under circumstances they didn't appreciate. They had put They had put the Shah in power with a little game run by the CIA chief of the day, Kermit Roosevelt. He wasn't a chief. He was the guy assigned to Iran, I guess. And the game was, let's have a few demonstrations we will pay for, and the CIA will organize. And then we will get the army to act with together with British and U.S. intelligence and capital, and we'll put the Shah in power because they had the people of Iran had a leader, Mossadegh, who had the temerity to actually nationalize the oil, that is the nation's wealth, under the aegis of the country from which it was being extracted. That, of course, is the something you must not do to the capitalist powers, and so they acted, and they staged a demonstration, got some street activity sufficient to then create a crisis, and then made a coup. That's how they got the first Shah. Now we've gone through a similar exercise with the entire media, all our media, saying over and over, oh my goodness, there's street demonstrations, people have been killed, and clearly the awful mullahs must have done that. So since that is going on, it is the job of the most wonderful Democrat on earth, Donald Trump, to threaten and then carry out heavy murderous assault on the country. It's just simple. And never did the Globe and Mail, New York Times, all these people, they pay them a lot of money to pretend they, you know, they're the prime journalists of the world. Never did they say, you know, this is a kind of echo here. It seems like what happened the last time. And they even got the little Shah out to pretend that he was something. And they said, oh, they heard people in the streets say they wanted him back. Well, there's another reason to murder leaders and start a war. But my point is, this is the colonial powers exercising their right of return. They exercised their right of return in Libya, where they didn't like the fact that they had a prosperous, most prosperous country in Africa and Middle East, which was providing assistance to developing countries. And so they, and that was based on their oil wells, so they killed the leader, took over the country, smashed it. It doesn't have any stable leadership, which is often the goal. Chaos is not a bad place for business because you can shake down every local guy who wants any money. You could play five and six against each other. They have no common banner or leader. They did it. And remember, Obama said about that the reason they intervened was that Gaddafi was killing his own people. This is the line they use, killing his own people. Well, he can't kill his own people. That's our job. So they destroyed him, destroyed Libya. They similarly in Iraq. Iraq had become independent and clearly was behaving very independently, and so they crushed Iraq, killed a leader, hanged him. Syria, they always use all these words, dictator, heavy-handed, etc. So they smashed the place. They drove that leader away. He had a line, by the way, that I always appreciated. He said, the day that the French left Syria was the day they planned to come back. And again, I'm just going to play on this line that the imperialists are exercising their right to return. All the places they've ever had hegemony, they intend to take back. And when they come to the bigger players, which is the ultimate contest, they will have the things they want. I think the goal would be, and for example, with the Strait of Hormuz, Trump will want to call that the Strait of Trump. And if he gets the control of the Strait, then he'll be the one to see who comes in and who goes out, which they're closing off. The shipping lines have to be among the biggest issues going, control of the shipping path. And that would be this current game in which Canada now volunteers. I will close on this point. Canada's game is to pretend that, we're above the heavy-handed, bloody nastiness of Washington and London. Actually, we're just junior partners and scavengers, because the game is, okay, you do the smashing and burning and killing, and then be out of our kindness to an old friend like Oman, we'll help you, now that the Marines have landed, as they say, after they land, and we'll come in and help you hold the door open so that the Western powers could control the Strait of Hormuz, which is all it's about, with the goal of eventually encircling and crushing the two bigger ones, Russia and China. It does not have anything to do with the wishes of Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is the one carrying out the plan. They are the junior partner. For some silly reason, a great number of people who have podcasts and whatnot have decided they think Israel runs everything. Baloney. The imperialists run everything. They even created Israel. So they know what they're doing, and it's not nice. Again, bottom line, the imperialism is exercising its right of return, and developing countries have to get together and fight back.